Anita Bryant really isn't all that famous today, but in the 1960s and early 70s, she was an icon. The girl next door, who topped the music charts when she covered songs with 11 on the U.S. Hot 100. She'd been Miss Oklahoma and traveled with Bob Hope to entertain the troops. Her most famous song is this. Orange Juice had cashed in on the celebrity cachet of Bing Crosby for years, since the late 1940s. And while he still appealed to people, Florida Orange Juice marketeers needed a fresh face and voice. They chose the ex-beauty queen and singer, Anita Bryant. Everyone loved her, right? What could go wrong? In 1969, she began appearing on TV, singing this song. Where she often starred with a cartoon bird through the 1970s. She actually lived in Miami, started becoming involved in conservative activism in the late 1970s. She was horrified when liberals on the Miami-Dade County Commission passed a non-discrimination ordinance, specifically to protect sexual orientation. Though pro-gay opinions weren't largely popular, laws quietly began to be passed throughout the nation. And by 1977, 40 cities, counties, and Pennsylvania had non-discrimination laws on the books. The Miami law didn't set precedent, as it followed the same lines of the laws written in other jurisdictions, but it was the first time they were called to national attention. She and other members of her church spoke out against the proposed legislation to no avail. In response, Bryant created the group Save Our Children, campaigning for voters to veto the homosexual non-discrimination ordinance with a special referendum, gathering thousands of signatures. Here's a short clip of her views in a 1977 Who's Who interview.
Anita, you're a person with a rather sizable investment in your career. Why are you taking a stand now and perhaps jeopardizing that?
According to the Word of God, it's an abomination to practice homosexuality. And the same is true for, like, Archbishop Carroll, who took the stand that he would go to jail rather than to hire known homosexuals into their schools. And our pastor said that he would do the same and would even burn the school rather than allow them to be taught by homosexuals. And we feel as strongly.
As she was still a spokeswoman for Florida Oranges, and most known for that, promoters against the legislation capitalized on the wholesome image of Florida Oranges. Save Our Children hired a conservative political consultant to produce a TV ad, comparing Miami's Orange Bowl parade with a San Francisco Pride parade. A pretty, all-American girl twirling a baton for the Orange Bowl parade contrasted with decadent images of the Pride parade and of a man in a studded leather halter. In June of 1977, the Dade Ordinance was repealed, and she began traveling around the country to try to get other places that had already passed them to do the same. But gay rights activists fought back. In gay bars across the nation in 1977, a boycott of all Florida orange juice began. In San Francisco, home of Harvey Milk, even the straight bars joined in, pouring what they had left onto the street. Since she'd called gays human garbage in the past, they thought it only fair to boycott the product she represented. She also has the distinction of being one of the first public figures to be pied. During a press conference Bryant held about her anti-homosexual views after the successful repeal of the Dade County law, a gay man pied her, smashing a pie in her face in protest. cottage industry of anti Anita gear even cropped up. Folks wore orange buttons that said, "Squeeze Anita," t-shirts that read, "A day without human rights is like a day without sunshine," under a rough-skinned orange made to look like the Death Star. On a national level, her career tanked. She lost a chance at a weekly show named after her, and the Florida Citrus Commission decided not to renew her contract as a spokeswoman for Florida orange juice. In pop culture, she became a bit of a punchline, lampooned on Saturday Night Live, joked about on The Gong Show, and on later sitcoms like Designing Women and The Golden Girls. In the comedy Airplane of 1980, upon seeing dozens of passengers become violently ill, Leslie Nielsen says this.
"I haven't seen anything like this since Anita Bratt concert."
On a more serious note, you might have seen her in archival footage in the 2008 film Milk, a biographical film on the life of gay rights activist and politician Harvey Milk, who was the first openly gay person to be elected to public office in California. In the late 1970s, she was still making bank, about $500,000 a year, singing at fundamentalist churches and county fairs, but once she divorced her husband, all that income dried up, as she was no longer viewed as pro-family. When she tried to play other more public venues, protests generally ensued. As a sort of tribute to her, drag queens across the country dressed up as Anita at their shows, and in 2016, there was even a play based on her Playboy interview. Naturally, Anita Bryant was played by a drag queen. If you want to know more about Anita and orange history, pick up my book, Florida Oranges, A Colorful History. Thank you. Thanks for listening.